This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Here it is, Friday. My job is to present you with all kinds of information and conversation and things that people are stuck on, or maybe not stuck on, looking back at the issues of the week. Pretty interesting to see what we're stuck on. By the way, Jennifer is taking care of her father, who's in a bad way sort of today. So we are all friends, and I just sent her an email. We'll hold a good thought for her dad. I don't think it's... Well, you never can tell with these things. The guy had a cold. Mike Horn has been somebody I've been close to for a long time. And he had a cold earlier this week, and he went into sort of, because he wasn't getting rid of it. And the doctors told him that he had a heart attack. And he said, wait a minute, what are you talking about? So he had himself checked in and checked out. And it appears that he did not really have a heart attack, but he has congestion around his heart. And he's got one of those flittering, Dr. Ken Kronos refers to it, when you talk about fibrillations, he calls it part of your heart's beating like a bag of worms. So he has taken the precautions or a number of things. Jennifer's the only child, and she and her father are in the business together. When she's not on the air here with me, she and her dad run CRN Digital Talk, which is a Los Angeles-based service that feeds programming about, I think, 8 or 10 channels, maybe more than that now, to all of the big cable companies around the country. So anyway, she was concerned, as you can imagine, and needs to pay attention to that. It sort of reminded me of the story we had yesterday, Kenny, with John Harper, who runs our affiliate WMEL in Melbourne, Florida, who basically had the same thing happen to him. That is, if you didn't hear the story, he was told that he had to have open heart surgery because he had blockage, and man, the guy was sweating it. He didn't know what was going to happen and how it was going to happen. And so I put him on to Dr. Ken, and Ken told him to go do this, that, the other thing, check things out a little more thoroughly, which he did. And he found out that he'd been completely, not a bit, but completely misdiagnosed by the doctors that he first saw in his, I think it was in his hometown of Melbourne. So he went to Tampa, and he was ready to have the operation. The VA was going to operate on him, and they looked at him and said, what are you in here for? Why are you here? And he said, oh, well, haven't I got all this trouble with my heart? No, you don't. So, wow. I mean, you think about this stuff. And what a sweat. I mean, I know John pretty well. I can tell by listening to his voice that the guy was in a sweat. And you would be too, wouldn't you? If you were
absolutely
told that, oh, man, you got cancer, or you got a heart disease, or you just had a heart attack, or, you know, whatever the multiple of things, the multiple array of possible things going wrong with your body. Think about how complex your body is. I mean, let's say somebody told you you're going to have Alzheimer's disease in 7 to 10 years. I was told that 3 or 4 years ago, and man, I went everywhere to try to figure it out. I went to the best person in the country at Mass General, and he says, what are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with your brain. Listen to you talk. And he put me through a bunch of tests, and I'm going to bet that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are listening to this program right now who think as I am thinking, and we all are thinking, we're pointing ourselves in this direction, what in the name of heaven is going on? Is this because of the Affordable Care Act, or is this just the maturation of too much technology, combination of all kinds of things? I don't have an answer for you there. You can speculate if you want at 888-302-3684, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or you can do Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, whichever way you care to address it, if you care to address it. I think it's a worthwhile way for us to spend our time. And another example of it is Casey Kasem. How many stories, Kenny, have we seen about Casey Kasem having Parkinson's disease? He doesn't have Parkinson's disease any more than I do. Right?
Dozens and dozens of stories.
Yeah. Right. So you've got all of this stuff, and part of it has to do, frankly, with I think there's so much concern and worry because of the insurance companies and how they handle this sort of thing. And you got to back up. I mean, listen to Ken tell the story. Not only Ken, but Ron Hoffman, who's an important part of this program, Jack Stockwell. All the doctors, Dr. Bruce Shanhoff, we have four different doctors now associated with this program giving medical advice, one way or another, from different points of view. And they all say the same thing. It doesn't make any difference what their practice is. They all say the same thing, that they are clobbered with not paperwork anymore, but they have to have these new computer programs. Who was it that told us? Was it? No, he wasn't even. It wasn't on the Good Day program. It wasn't the Monday through Friday program. It was last Saturday. Michael, you were listening to that conversation when we had a doctor call in. We had been discussing something. I'm trying to bring my mind back around to remembering what we were talking about. But one, a person called. This is a program we do, Dr. Ken and I, for 2 hours on Saturday morning from 7 to 9 Eastern time. And we were talking about some malady that somebody called in and they had a problem with it. And then we had a doctor from I think it was down. It was some in Georgia. Yeah. What were you talking? Refresh my memory, Michael, because I'm.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on what we were talking about too.
Yeah, maybe you can find
the caller who was agitated about something.
Well, he was agitated, and then the guy who called, the doctor who called, sort of set him straight and agreed with us. But I remember it was. If you have a minute,
the caller had been misdiagnosed.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. It's the same damn, it's the same thing over and over and over again. And this doctor had a great way of explaining, he and Ken, what they have to go through as doctors now to keep records. So if you can find that exchange, it was the 3-4 minute exchange, Ken, Michael. Maybe we'll put that on the air here because I know that it would be instructive for people. But Kenny, anytime I have a battery of doctors that I see, and they represent basically the people that I have on the air, because I trust them, that's why they're here. But I also see other people, chiropractors, acupuncturists, all of them are accredited, and most of them are doctors in one way or another. And I I told the story of the snake oil doctor that I saw this week, and you know, people thought that was rather amusing. I got some email on that. If you didn't hear the story, the fellow's here in suburban Boston, and he was very expensive, but I haven't been feeling well for months. And so I'm at this point ready to try most anything because I don't want to do the drug route. I've taken some drugs and it's sort of dealt with it, but it hasn't really fixed it. And I got all kinds of other things that I've been taking to get rid of the, I get so sick that I have not only the ramifications in my stomach of an ulcer, but also parasites get into my organs because my immune system got so weak over that 3-day period. And I've been working to get them out of my system. So anyway, I found this guy and he put encapsulated, crystallized snake venom, poison, in my body on, was it Thursday of this week? No, it was Wednesday. And we'll see what happens. It's a 4-week process. I know I broke out in a rash. And somebody teased me because I've started speaking with forked tongue.
Jennifer predicted that.
I think she did, as a matter of fact. Right. She predicted that I'd get somebody who would be happy to take a shot at me because of that. All right. Anyway. So let's. Go ahead.
It used to be that they always advised you to get a second opinion.
Right.
When you go in, but and this isn't something that recent with Obamacare, but the last decade or two, it is such a pain to just go in to see your doctor.
To
then try and see another one for most people, it would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Just to try and schedule it, find somebody else who would see you.
Mm-hmm. It is a nightmare.
It's crazy.
Absolutely a nightmare. All right. Let's pause for a moment in the action here. This week and this month mark an important milestone for the folks who bring you Valvoline. I'm betting a lot of people know this. This is a great American brand, been around, believe it or not, for 140 years. Valvoline goes back to the 1860s, and they've been reinventing it ever since. It's a great product. I use it on I have my tractors and my cars and trucks on the farm all lubricated with Valvoline products. So as we get closer to Memorial Day this year, the National Memorial Day Parade is going to be sponsored in part by the folks at Valvoline, who want to pay tribute, as do all of us, to those people who do need to be memorialized each year on that day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I here monitoring what's going on. One of the big stories this week is the Donald Sterling CNN interview, and now he tells the NBA to stuff it. He's not going to pay the fine. What are people saying at Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter, Kenny?
Eric says, I really hope Donald and Shelley Sterling don't destroy the Clippers.
Well, if they haven't so far, they probably aren't going to. What else?
Christopher says, this guy's absolutely Looney Tunes. His interview with Anderson Cooper was painful to listen to.
Really? A lot of people watched it. Biggest thing on CNN, and in many ways, the biggest thing on cable television this week was the Donald Sterling interview. 21 after on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, stand up fast. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home with her appetite.
Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes climbed to the top spot of the pop music charts. Stayed there for five straight weeks during this time in 1981. It actually took a week off this week. I don't know this song. I'm trying to remember this song. Stars on 45 medley. What the heck was that? Kenny, do you remember?
Stars on 45 was a group. They did a Beatles medley.
Really?
Was a big hit and prompted Capitol Records then to release a bunch of Beatles stuff to compete with it.
Huh. You know what, Michael, find that for us. I don't remember that at all. I would like to find it. Michael Forty at the controls in our studio in Washington at the moment. Ken Kessler and I are going through some of the items of interest for this Friday. Normally at this point of this hour, we make a focus for a couple of minutes on the late night monologues. Can't tell you that they're getting any better, but some people enjoy, and I like to have a good laugh if we can find one. Jimmy Fallon starts out with the search for a joke and a laugh.
I mean, listen to this. In a new interview with Rolling Stone, Neil Patrick Harris said that he would never want to host a late night talk show because he thinks it would be boring doing the same thing every day. If you want to see more of Neil, you can check him out in that play where he says literally the exact same thing every day.
You know who was in town yesterday? Do you have any idea who was in town? President Obama was here yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. And he was... There's your popularity poll right there. He was touring New York sites in desperate need of repair. You know, he wants to spend money on the infrastructure of the United States. So he was going around in New York City showing people, well, this needs fixing. For example, Port Authority needs fixing, where the buses and the trains and everything, that needs fixing. Penn Station, same thing. That needs a little help over there. Also in big structural trouble, the Knicks.
Yeah.
He wants to fix them. He went up to up to the Tappan Zee Bridge, which is beautiful. My favorite bridge across the Hudson, of course, I like the Tappan Zee, but my favorite would be the Chimpanzee.
Pope Francis will be joined by a rabbi and a Muslim leader on his upcoming trip to the Holy Land, the first time An official papal delegation has included members of other faiths, though they've walked into a bar together thousands of times.
Hi. Hello. A little chuckle here, a little chuckle there. All right, so we made reference to Bette Davis' eyes. Kim Carnes was in the top spot on the music charts during this time, 1981. 5 weeks, took a week off, replaced by this song. Throws of disco. See, I don't remember this at all. So how did this prompt people to be more excited about the Beatles?
This isn't the song I was thinking of.
Oh. Yeah. I don't recognize these, but it's the best we could do on short notice. All right, anyway. The point of the whole bit was that Kim Carnes and Bette Davis eyes. I think it was the only big hit she had, wasn't it? I don't remember anything else that came out of
it. It was certainly old number one. She had a couple other hits, but that was the big
nothing
one.
Nothing serious. 28 after in the Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Gara LaMarche. Coming right up, do parents treat their first child different from the second?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dancer coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and LaMarche. A new study purports to show that parents overall treat their first child different from their second. This true? And does it lead to different outcomes?
Yes, I was, but I was a troublemaker, so I...
there was a reason
for that. I think you're more nervous, as I would say this, as a mother and as a daughter who was a troublemaker. There's a lot of anxiety with the first kid, so it can manifest either as more strict or more permissive. But in the end, all of us who have children understand and can see, A, we're critical, but not the singular influence on their lives. They have their siblings and their teachers and their friends. And B, they're kind of hardwired. I've got one that's a raving liberal, one that's a conservative. They're highly opinionated. I don't know where that came from.
No, I think Mary's right that kids are hardwired. If you have more than one child, you kind of are free of the hubris that you would otherwise might have that says, I've raised the kid this way and this is the way they come out. You know, when you have a couple of kids, you realize that you have a much more negligible effect on them than you might have thought. So I think Mary's right that first parents are more nervous and protective. I'm not sure strict. I wouldn't say that about my family, and I wouldn't say that about my two daughters.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Mary Madeline. And
the nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Place where you are that is built on mediocrity. No mediocrity here. Let's keep moving conversationally. 24 before the hour mark has been met. 36. Hold on a second. 34 after 26 before the new hour. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Yeah. I got it now. Friday the 16th. Jennifer, I've explained, is taking care of her dad. A lot of medical news this week. Casey Kasem has been visited by authorities in the Seattle area. The request was from his daughter, Carrie. No doubt you've been following the story of the missing and ailing Casey and the attempts by his three children from his first marriage to see him as he copes with Lewy body dementia. I guess the daughter, if I got this story right, Kenny, got the court order granting temporary conservatorship to her. And by Tuesday, he was gone, and authorities in Washington State found him at an address provided by the California Adult Protective Services Division. He was found to be alert, not in distress, and receiving appropriate care. But Carrie says that she is still holding grave concern, worried about his medical care. They know they are not in his will. They want to be able to at least visit him. Why was the family, the children were plural, why were they taken out of the will? That's a question a lot of people have asked. Don't have a really good answer to that. Jean, his wife, seems to have been a good partner, been together for a long time. Certainly Casey has had an amazingly strong career, became very well known in our country, started out as a disc jockey in suburban Cleveland, and then went to a station in Cleveland, and from Cleveland he went to Los Angeles, and as they say, the rest is history. I was reading some things from various trades over the past 24 to 48 hours, music and radio trades, that are focused on Casey Kasem and what's gone on. The media is in a frenzy at the moment over Casey Kasem. The children and that report got a lot of attention. The ongoing and heated battle with Jean Kasem, stepmother of these children. So we got started talking about this before because it was part of our discussion of misdiagnosis. First he was thought to have had Parkinson's, and now he has dementia, which more sort of fits into what the reality is of the situation. And I'll tell you firsthand, because I had this experience, actually, Kenny, this week. My cousin, Doug, he lives in Denver. His father was the man for whom I am I'm named. My given name is Dudley, and his name is Dudley Walker Morton. He was the commander of the USS Wahoo, responsible for sinking more Japanese tonnage in the Pacific in World War II than any other sub in the first half of World War II before his sub was given a load of dud torpedoes. He was then found by the Japanese Navy, and his submarine sunk off the coast of Japan with all hands on board. Every time I tell the story, I get a chill. Anyway, the reason I'm talking about Dougie, who is his son, it's always kind of amusing when I call to his office, because his name is Douglas Morton. His son's name is Dudley, as is mine. So when I call, I identify myself as his cousin Dudley, but when they hear me, they know that I'm also called Doug. So it's Doug for Doug. But it's really Dudley for Doug. Is it Dudley the son or Dudley the cousin? Anyway, the point of the story is he was told 7-8 years ago that he had early onset dementia. And as I talk to him more and more these days, I can hear it in his voice. He's about 10 years older than I am, I think. Maybe 9 or 10 years old. He's mid-70s. He's going through something that's very painful for his family. I was on the phone with his daughter a little bit the other day, and listening to him, and I can hear it. I mean, the way he talks, he's lost his ability to have you can have a conversation with him, and it was a fun conversation. He was remembering a lot of stuff that my father used to talk about. He's very fond of my father. My father, likewise, very fond of him. But the reason I'm telling you the story is because Casey Kasem is demonstrating at 82 or 83, the ability to have a communication, even though he has dementia, which you can have a conversation. It just doesn't, you know, Casey would probably go off onto the first years in the 70s of American Top 40 or something like that, because those memories are easier to recall than the instant memories of what happened to you 5 minutes ago. And that's really how you tell whether you've got dementia or one of those sad diseases that come about because you're not getting enough blood to your brain. Anyway, Casey Kasem is also a great poster child for family problems in America today, where there are split marriages, children's issue with the gene, her issues with them, whatever it is. I suspect, however, that Casey would be disappointed that his final days are being played out in a soap opera that is basically in the news now every day. I've heard theories that it matters where Casey dies, and if he passes away off of the U.S. soil, especially in some tax haven, it may impact the estate taxes, and who controls the estate. This may simply be about legal wrangling for financial gain, or perhaps to keep other heirs from making their claims. His estate is worth, I've been told, or I don't know, somebody told me it was 85 to 140 million bucks. It's not, it's not the biggest fortune in Hollywood, but it's not chicken scratch either.
Yeah.
So I don't think, frankly, though, Kenny, there are a lot of people who really know what the truth is. His children claim,
I don't think anybody really knows either.
Yeah, no, the children claim one thing, and Gene claim something else. I think it's pretty reasonable for them to want to see their father. I don't. What in the world? Why wouldn't you want to have the children around the father, especially in his last time, last days before his passing? I certainly would want to have that. I want my children around me. They've had, especially Kerry, a pretty close connection to him all through his life. But I don't claim to know what's happening on in the family. And I'm not sure I really care. I just want to have, if I could speak to Casey Kasem, I would tell him that as a radio fan, and I told him this on the air. Remember, you can probably find that promo somewhere, Michael, when Casey was on with me, and he was congratulating me on the number of stations that I had, and I told him, and I meant it, that he was a great influence. That countdown, the idea of the radio countdown for music, is what we used to start the Talk Radio Countdown show, which airs every weekend on a lot of the same stations that carries the Good Day program. It's a top 10 look at the big issues, the news talk issues of the week, and that came directly from him, and I told him that. Didn't bother him a bit. He was flattered by it, in fact. Well, American Top 40 wasn't his idea to begin with. But anyway, when you get into this fantastic industry we call radio, you always are looking. Dick Summers, another guy that influenced me greatly. Their voices were a lot the same. But the magic of somebody like Casey Kasem in his voice, how he inspired a lot of people. Unfortunately, the radio business today isn't as good or as exciting as it used to be for most of us, but still is a neat medium that touches almost every American almost every day. And who among us doesn't remember? I mean, you can actually find it now. A lot of the oldies stations they have revived the countdown, right? They've taken the Casey Kasem America's Top 40. They're playing it every weekend on these oldies stations around the country. So, anyway, I think there are a lot of people who need to acknowledge Casey Kasem as having made the radio business better and radio listening better, no matter what happens to him in the next week, month, however much time he has left. His name and his career needs to be honored, and the family needs to stop this stupid, embarrassing drama that has led a great radio broadcaster get disheveled when he ought to be at peace. That's my read on the Casey Kasem thing. In a minute, we've been talking a lot about medical records and that sort of thing. We found a conversation that Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I had last weekend on the Weekend Good Day program that's focused on health. And it will help put into perspective what doctors are going through when it comes to the new record-keeping requirements of the Affordable Health Care Act. Let me blow my nose for a second. Well, man, is this you talk about getting set off. Woof! All right, time for some Afrin. Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Please use it as directed. It's a powerful congestion relief without the wait.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
He shoots for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint-wearing, foam finger-waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way. Like this one. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
The power of you. A new poll announced by Allstate and the National Journal shows that almost three-quarters of Americans believe one person can still make a difference on national issues. And many think the country's major social achievements like civil rights happen due to the efforts of ordinary citizens. Thomas Wilson, chairman, president, and CEO of Allstate, explains.
Americans have a history of rising up and leading change at the local level to achieve important social progress. This survey shows that a large majority of Americans have a real desire and willingness to come together and act on challenges confronting their communities and the nation. This is a reminder that each of us has a hand in tomorrow, and together with our fellow citizens, we can drive meaningful change that improves lives and overcomes our collective challenges.
Allstate and the National Journal provided the Heartland Monitor poll as a call to action for our nation's leaders and to show that the American people are willing to do their part. For more, visit AllstateNewsroom.com.
Casey Kasem is part of this attempt to set the marathon dance party record. They got to beat 51 hours.
I started auditioning for cartoon shows, and then the one that I'm, I guess, most known for is playing the part of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
I was teasing you about copying a lot of the things that you've done on the countdown shows for my own talk radio countdown
show. Well, thank you. I'd love to hear that. Look what you have here, 300 radio stations that you're on?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
Yeah. So that was my last conversation on the air with Casey Kasem, or at least part of it anyway, and I wanted to make reference to the work that he did as an inspiration to guys like me doing what I do with the countdown, and just in general the attitude he had on the air, and the engaging voice, the engaging wit, the engaging charm that he had over his brilliant long 54-year career as a radio guy. Now, let's get to this other piece of sound that comes from last Saturday. We've been talking off and on all morning, all week, all month, all year about the status of the medical industry. I had a procedure, and I was talking with Ken about it on the program last week, how much paperwork I had to fill out. And a gentleman named Jeff, who turned out to be a doctor, called to talk with Ken about the status of the record keeping that he is now required to do. He was calling from Macon, Georgia.
We just started using electronic medical records this past week, and it has cut my patient load in half. I can't literally see half as many patients.
Great.
What I have. So, and, you know, I've got three other partners in my group, and, you know, when you're talking about seeing 50 people a day versus 25, you know, it really cuts down, you know, not only the number of patients we can get in, making them wait instead of waiting 3 weeks, now they're having to wait 2 months to be seen.
There you go, boys and girls.
Our reimbursement, yeah.
How many people are happy to hear that? And how many people think that there needs to be some sort of a rectitude here for this?
All right, would you have gone to electronic health records if we wouldn't have had this penalty of about 4% cut in our payments this year if we didn't start doing it by July 1?
No, sir.
No, wouldn't have done it. All right.
Our office is in the midst of transforming. We're going to be starting in 2 weeks.
Pretty amazing.
Good luck.
Right.
I know. Listen to that. Boy, I'd love to talk to you. It's amazing to cut your productivity like that. Do you see this as a temporary issue, or are you hoping to get back to where you were?
You know, I hope that we can. It's kind of early in the game to really say right now, but I'm hoping it's going to pick up for us.
Then I can't talk over what Ken's saying and the other doctor. It's amazing. The point of listening to that last bit of sound is to get you focused on what really is going on. Can you imagine a doctor being able to survive carrying half the patient load that he did before because of all of the BS red tape that the government's making them do. Woof. 51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Now, Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 53 after the hour, if you're keeping track of the time and the day and all that good stuff. A lot of people want to know more about technology in a user-friendly way, and that's why I'm proud to have Shelley Palmer as part of the program every day with technical advice for you. This focus today is Shelley talking about a survey regarding stolen mobile phones. Have you? I lost my phone on a plane, and man, I was shocked to get it back again a couple of weeks ago. But there is a lot of people are stealing these things because there's good value there, amongst other things. So we'll get to that story in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned a dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's with an important question. Is your grass seed dressed for success? Scott's Tough Builder grass seed is. Scott's wraps each seed in a unique Water Smart Plus coating to help it grow in thicker and greener than grass grown from regular seed. Guaranteed. To learn more, go to Scott's.com. Then put down some Scott's Tough Builder grass seed with Water Smart Plus coating this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
To keep your new grass growing strong, feed it with Scott's Starter Food for New Grass.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, would you risk bodily harm to get your smartphone back? Mobile security firm Lookout recently polled more than 2,000 people who've had their cell phones stolen. You might think most theft occurs in the wee hours of the morning, but 40% of stolen phones are taken between noon and 5 p.m. More than a quarter of stolen phones are lifted at restaurants or bars, but 11% are stolen at work. So you might want to think twice before you leave your phone on your desk when you go get your morning coffee. No matter where the phones are stolen, when one thing is clear. People would do a lot to get their devices back. One in three said they'd pay more than $1,000 to recover the data on their phone, and 68% said they were willing to put themselves in some amount of danger to get their devices back. Getting your phone stolen isn't fun, but using a passcode and routinely backing up your device will make the best of a bad situation. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint, and it sounds fantastic. But is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel. Not that! Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Framley plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer in 7/10/14 comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of Framley members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
One of the discussion topics this week that has received a good deal of attention and cover is in part presented here by radio guy Ray Dunaway talking to a journalism professor about how Google is influencing the way you'll vote this fall.
I mean, the issue with Google is that most people just go to the first page and take what's on the first page of those search results as the whole universe of information regarding that subject.
So this is actually a study that was done in India, all right? This was not necessarily the United States, but it probably would apply here. So what exactly happened, Rich?
Dr. Robert Epstein, and there's a backstory to this. He's feuding with Google, and that's what animated his motivation to do this research. He found that by using a fake search engine, that the results manipulate voters, voters' opinions of various candidates. So it really showed that in the digital realm, it's possible through some clever techniques of regarding a search engine to skew the election. So it's good research, it's solid research, and one that bears watching in the future. And this is why I guess it's important that we trust but verify information we find online.
All right. What he's saying is that there is among politicians now the skill to manipulate how, and you know how Google works. You can fiddle with it. You can put there's ways of getting yourself into the top spot in various categories, and just you got to understand how it works. And the politicians that are, or the people running these websites and search engines, know how to get their candidate on the top of the list. So if your name comes up first, more likely people are going to vote for you in a category. I think that's pretty startling, but we ought to have expected it would happen.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.